Watch, pro-abortion protesters demand abolish the court. By Joel B. Polak on May 9, 2022. Pro-abortion protesters in Los Angeles demanded Saturday that the Supreme Court be abolished, days after a draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade, 1973, was leaked. Lots of chants calling for the Supreme Court to be abolished. pic.twitter.com/cmt1nlyf44. Julio Roses, at Julio_Roses11, May 9, 2022. The leaked 5-4 majority opinion, written by Justice Samuel Alito, would return decisions on abortion law to the states. Julio Roses of townhall.com reported. Pro-abortion protesters with Party for Socialism and Liberation and other far-left groups gathered on Saturday to voice their opposition to the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade, going as far as to call for the Supreme Court to be abolished. During speeches at the rally, one speaker said Roe v. Wade going away would bring the country back to the days of women having unsafe abortions, noting the court sided with landlords and real estate companies when they struck down the eviction moratorium. This is why we say abolish the Supreme Court. Because we need real justice that protects the needs and interests of our people, she added. Most mainstream Democrats have not called for the court to be abolished, but rather expanded, to pack it with liberal jurists. My four-step plan. 1. Pass a Senate rule by a majority vote to get rid of the filibuster. 2. Pass H.R. 3755, the Women's Health Protection Act of 2021, to protect medical services including abortion the way Roe v. Wade did. 3. Pass the 13 Justices Act. 4. Appoint 4 new justices. Lawrence Tribe, at Tribe Law, May 7, 2022. Meanwhile, on the East Coast, mobs of protesters showed up outside the homes of Supreme Court justices on Saturday evening. While opposing violence, the White House has yet to object specifically to protesting outside justices' homes. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.